All right. So, good morning, everyone. Today, a very insightful and deep teaching came through, and I wanted to record and jump on this video to record and share everything. It is pretty early here, so let's see, it's like 8 a.m. My voice is a bit raspy from the morning. But I have something really important to share, and I think that this is going to resonate with you deeply if you've been going through a hard time, and also if you've been going or experiencing a lot of positive times in your life as well. So this teaching it resonates on all levels, and it resonates with you however it's meant to resonate with you. I will share a little bit about the meaning and how this teaching came through. So the teaching of today is called Letting Go and Being Free. So, you know, for most of our lives, we want to pursue something. We want to chase something. We want to become somebody. We want to feel a sense of, you know, importance in the world. We want to experience the manifestation, the things of having the things, experiencing the thing, right? And so much of this chasing is actually creating our suffering. And even in the attainment of what it is that we have wanted or that we have wished for, desired, in the attainment of it, we can experience joy, and we can experience like a temporary feelings of some positive state which we have wanted. But then once again, the fear of, will this stay? Will I lose this? Will this still be here? It's gonna be there, right? So this teaching is really about looking deeper into the patterns, the cycle that we often get ourselves into, so that we really see underneath the true soul lessons of why we are here and what actually matters versus all the things that we think matter but actually don't. And so instead of spending our time running in circles and chasing our own tails, we can actually go directly to the experiences that we seek, and we can experience, you know, the state so-called nirvana or peace or bliss or happiness without needing to run around, without needing to chase our own tails, but we can go directly to that experience. And so that is the practice or the teaching, the path of letting go. So if you observe, right, something in your life, something that's been causing you sorrow or suffering, and then you also observe something that's been causing you or bringing you successes, right? Happiness, successes, fulfillment. Can you see that in both of those situations, when you get stuck into one state, you feel the suffering? You see the cycle of suffering that you created for yourself. Sorry, my hair is like trying to get into one spot. basically the law of duality is that there needs to be A to be B. And so there needs to be B for there to be A. So as long as there are failures, there are successes. And as long as there are successes, there are failures. And as long as there are positive emotions, there are negative emotions. And as long as there are negative emotions, there are positive emotions. And the thing is that we get caught up in these two worlds. We get caught up in the duality. We think that we're always chasing towards one side and running away from the other, right? Which is always chasing towards the positive things, the successes, the positive emotions, and then running away from the negative emotions, the failures, the mistake, the parts that feel ugly, the parts that feel icky, the parts that feel like suffering. And then we're running towards what feels pleasurable, what feels good. But the thing is that, like, in this cycle of that continuous pursuit, we're constantly getting stuck. We're like this rat, just keep running the same race on the same wheel. And even when we attain what we thought that we wanted, which was either success or some sort of desire, there is still everything that was on the other side of this duality, which is fear and worries and anxiety and negative states and emotions. They are still there. They have not disappeared. They have not gone away. So the question to ask ourselves is, what is beyond this entire cycle? What is beyond everything here? Because why would I run in a loop chasing my own tails? Why would I do that to myself? Why would I do that for my whole life, thinking that I'm running in one direction, quoting the band One Direction here, we're running in one direction, thinking that we're, that's the thing, is like our mind thinks that it's very linear. We think that, oh, I'm running in like one direction and it's towards happiness and success and ultimate like high rooftop, I don't know what you call them, right? State of being, bliss, or like I'm running towards that ultimate place where I'm just done, like I'm good, I'm successful, I'm happy, I'm like, this is finished. All right, so our mind thinks in linear terms, like, oh, I'm going into this like one directional place. But the thing is, we have to see that we're actually not going in one direction. We're going in a cycle. And it's hard for, let's say, like, it's hard for you to just listen to me saying this. What you really need to do is to observe this cycle in your life and really contemplate it. So for example, like, observe situations where you attain the things that you wanted, and then you went back to that other duality state, which is you wanted something different, you feel like there's more, this is not enough. You know, like, it's this constant duality, right? From B to A, from A to B, and then we're thinking we're going in one direction. Like, how does that make sense? How does that timeline, that logical mind, is not actually logical. It doesn't actually make sense. So here's the thing, like, we want to ask ourselves, what is it that we actually want to feel? What is it that we actually want to experience in this lifetime? And if you really tune into your heart, a lot of the times we just want to be happy. We just want to be free, right? But the thing is that our approach to experiencing that is wrong. We're going in a cycle. We're approaching it with the wrong view and the wrong mindset. So in Buddhism, one of the, this is called like the right view doesn't mean that it's right or wrong, but it's like you are looking at it from a lens of illusion. You think that you're you're going into one direction and you're attaining success and it's like everlasting and you're never gonna feel the other side of duality, which is like negative emotions and fear and all these things. Like you think that you're going into one direction, but you're actually going in a circle. And so that is what's considered wrong view, not because it's wrong, but because it's not true. Do you know what I mean? Like, because a lot of times we think right or wrong is like black and white, but here what I'm saying is not, it's wrong in the sense of like, this is not, we have to see ourselves, right? We have to see our own patterns. We have to see what it is that we're truly doing. So it's not wrong in the sense of like defensiveness of right or wrong, but it's like, okay, let's look at the entire picture, look at the insight, have insight, have contemplation, and we can see that. Okay, so I'm gonna go to that question again, which is ultimately, we want to experience joy, we want to experience happiness, we want to experience ourselves as this free being, because when we really ask ourselves, you know, why is it that I'm working all these days, or I'm trying to make all the money, or I'm you know, striving for all these things, is because ultimately inside of you, you want to be free. You want to experience some form of liberation, of freedom, whether it be, you know, you think that ultimately I'll get to the place where I'm like free of time, free to do anything I want, right? Free to experience the love, the joy, the happiness or whatever. And so it's like you've convinced yourself that you need to work and continue in this cycle in order to one day attain this state of freedom. But if you can observe that and see that you're running in a cycle, then the question is, what are we running away from? Because what we're running away from is the freedom that is already in the present moment. There's already freedom in the present moment. There's already freedom here, but we're running away from that because for some of us, we don't feel like we're worthy, or our nervous system has been so wired to struggle to be in this perpetual state of stress or cortisol that we just don't stop and we just keep going. Yeah, it's like there are so many factors that I can explain. There's the physical state, which I talked about. It's a pattern, right? You're used to the cortisols, the stress, so it feels familiar. You just keep doing things the way that you've been doing things. And then it's also the mindset too, right? You think that, well, one day I'll get to that place. So everything I'm doing now is to get to that place. It's a one-directional view. And like I said, you're actually running in a circle. So how I have observed this in my life is I'm not saying that we don't ever become, I'm not saying that we're just gonna stay here and do nothing and just stay still to attain freedom. That's not what I'm saying. I think that the human evolution, the way that it goes, is that we're always growing towards something. And yet the spiritual practice that we must have for ourselves in order to be in this state of joy, peace, and happiness is to let go. The practice is to let go, knowing that we're always gonna be evolving, right? Today you're gonna be different, tomorrow you're gonna be different, a year from now you're gonna be different, you're gonna sound different, you're gonna look different, you're gonna feel different. Everything is always changing, you're gonna be different. Yet the beautiful practice that you get to bring into your daily life to have a deeper understanding and to have this deep practice of observation, this like meditative practice in your life, is the practice of letting go. So how I have observed this in myself is whenever I'm, let's say I'm in like, I'm here, right? I'm here. There is somewhere that I envision myself to be, whatever that is, emotionally, physically, materially, spiritually, whatever that is. And so I would get there, and then that place now would feel like here. Okay, so I'm back to here. And then I'll see that thing again. I'll get there, and then I'll be here again. And so what I observe within myself is, what if I can let go of everything? What if I can just let go of everything? All the successes that I identified with, all the failures that I identify with, that I thought were mine or me or you or yours or us or ours, right? What if I can just let it all go as if I was just observing and watching the clouds going by? What if I can just observe with an absolute neutral mind without identifying that this means something, and this is something, and this is this, and this is that? But what if I can just observe and just let it be? And what if I can let go? Like, what if I can let go of even the most successful achievements to this date? What if I can let that go? And then suddenly I'm like, wow, I feel free. I feel like I'm coming back to my soul again. I feel like I'm not identifying with my successes or my failures, but I'm in this complete free space where my soul is just is. It's just is. You know, there's no identification of achievements or successes or failures or this relationship or that thing or this situation or that thing, but you're just letting it all go, and you're just being, and you're just like in the present moment. Isn't that beautiful? Like, isn't it beautiful to just be like, okay, I'm just gonna be, and this is that place that I think I needed to go, but actually it's right here. That if today I can let go of everything, I'm free, and whatever there is, I'm already there. Sometimes I think life is really simple, and yet our mind has convinced us that it's very complicated. But again, it's like, even when something is really simple, it doesn't mean that you're going to get it right away, and that's okay. But the beautiful thing is, I remember writing this when I was in high school. I think it was like grade 9 or something, and I wrote in an essay, and I wrote, "There is beauty in simplicity." And I don't know why, but I remember writing that sentence, and that's just like the sentence that came to me right now. There is beauty in the simplicity of things. So my dog is like sighing the same time I'm sighing. I want to show you my dog. My room is so messy. Okay, well, I'll just show you anyway. Look at him. Just sleeping. Yeah, so this morning I wrote a short little poem, and it's called Let Go. Let go. Let go of everything to be free, to be peace, to be absolutely nothing. Because as long as we are something or someone, we are already attached. Attached to the identification of our ego mind. Let go to be free, to be peace of all successes and failures, because none are us or ours, We let them all go to be free, to be peace. Let everything go, because when you let go, there is space, space to grow. Grow once again into some form, something, someone, some energy, something. And then once again, let go. So this is a beautiful poem that I feel like I wrote for myself, and I also wrote for, on behalf of humanity, like the world. because I know that we all ultimately share the same human experience, right? We're all chasing something, and then we get there and we're like, okay, where next? I'm here. Where next? Where next? And no matter how successful you become, the practice is to let go of that identification, because that is the suffering. You know, sometimes I think, okay, I can say these things, but when it resonates, it's gonna really resonate. So even if you reject this concept right now, know that that's fine. And yeah, just observe your life, observe to see how things are. And the more you can let go and you just practice in that somatic practice of letting go, the more space you will create to see the truth, to go beyond the illusions of the everyday life, to see the truth. What's called the eternal truth, the truth beyond this temporary moment, this temporary illusion, this temporary mind. So before I end this video, let's take a couple of minutes to practice that together. I invite you to just sit where you are, bringing your attention to your breathing. Coming home to your heart space. Coming home to your soul. And drop everything. Drop the projects, the plans, the people, the expectations, the desires, the ambition, the identification, the successes, the mistakes, the failure. Drop it all. Drop it all and just let yourself be. Notice how you feel. Notice the sense of relief. Notice already a sense of being lighter. Maybe you're breathing deeper. Maybe you're smiling even. You're like, yes, I don't have to hold on to all of this. Maybe you feel a sense of appreciation to just be with yourself in this moment. Know that you are loved. You are loved no matter where you are, no matter where you go, no matter who you become or you don't become or who you be. You're always loved, and everything else is just the trick of the mind. The mind may tell you you need to be somebody, be someone, go somewhere, do something, but actually, you're always, always loved. You're loved unconditionally, no matter what. And allow yourself to rest in this space of love, this space of your inner sanctuary, your inner temple. In this space, you are free. In this space, you are just being. You let everything go. You allow yourself to be free, like the clouds, the birds, the ocean. Allowing the freedom and the space to sink deeper into your frequency, your resonance, your state of being. Know that it is safe, it is good. Know that you are loved. And from this moment, you can just set an intention for this beautiful day ahead or the beautiful evening or afternoon to be free, to let go. I wish you peace. I wish you happiness. You can open your eyes. Give this video a thumbs up. You can share this with someone you love. Thank you so much for watching this, for spending time, for most importantly, for breathing with me near the end here. I love you. Enjoy the rest of your beautiful day, and I'll see you next time. Bye.